What's up, Andrew?
Hey, I hear you talk about LGBTQ.
Yules.
You realize the Q stands for questioning and not queer.
It can actually be interchanged between the two. LGBTQ.
It can't be.
No, it can actually. I've got it on the internet. I've got it on the internet right in front of me, and you are wrong. It can be questioning or it can be queer.
Queer and Q are two different words, and they mean two different things.
Queer and Q. Queer and Q? I think you meant queer and questioning.
Q and the queer, and questioning are two different words, and they mean two different things. So
correct.
They can't be interchangeable.
Well, they are interchangeable in LGBTQ, the acronym.
No, it's not.
Well, actually, you're wrong. I don't know why you think you're so right on this one. Yes, Q.
The internet's always right.
It's more right than some ass caller who thinks that he knows everything.
Yeah,
that's what you are. I mean, it can mean questioning or it can mean queer.
How are they interchangeable if they mean two different things?
Because it can mean Q, queer, or it can mean Q, questionable.
LGBTQQ?
No. The actual full thing is LGBTQQIP2SAA, but it gets shortened to LGBTQ. The Q can mean queer, or the Q can mean questioning.
I just think you're being very insensitive by always.
Okay.
Because the only term you always use is queer.
I've never used queer in my before today's topic. I've never used queer for gay.
No, you've always used the Q part of the LGBTQ as queer. You've never said questioning.
Oh, because I only know it to mean queer. I've never known it to mean questioning. But when I Googled it because I saw your call, it says it can mean questioning or queer. I've only known it to mean queer, but now I'll use it to mean questioning as well.
Well, if you've been part of your own show during the debate with to this time around. Charlie Belcher did point out to you that...
Guy, collect your thoughts for a second.
He's a big listener, though. I like this.
I know, but just he's spazzing out on me, and I can't have that.
You're not spazzing out.
You are spazzing out. You're tripping all over your words. What you just said was, your call debate at Charlie Belcher. I want you to calm down.
This is a response to it.
Deep breath, queer.
He told you that. He told you to your face that it meant questioning.
Deep breath. Queer.
I have something here. This is Fred Sains, the spokesman for Human Rights Campaign, an organization that lobbies for the LGBT. It is from the USA Today. What does Q stand for? Q can mean either questioning or queer. Either interpretation is accepted. You idiot.
He called you an idiot.
Questioning and queer mean the same thing?
No, no one's saying they mean the same thing. People can just
they're
say...
They're not interchangeable. What? You can't say some guy's name's Mike and some guy's name is James and say, oh, they're interchangeable.
This guy's so bent out of shape about this.
I think your anger is misdirected. You should be angry at the internet. You should not be angry at us.
Yeah, why are you so upset today? Did you have a bad day?
The only Q he uses is queer, and he wants to make fun of people.
You know what? Are you gay, sir?
Yes.
With all the hate out there towards gay people in this show is very open and supporting everybody, I'm surprised that you're so angry.
We're allies.
Here's why.
We're straight allies.
No, you're not.
We're not?
No, because... You're disingenuous.
How am I disingenuous?
Because, like I said, when I listened to that thing on like the debate with Charlie Belcher, you did refer to people like that as it at one point, and now all of a sudden you don't. That's in you.
Oh no, it's called evolving, right? Yeah, it's called evolving.
It's in you because the only time you refer to the Q part of that is queer.
Okay, listen,
if you were genuous, you would have looked it up.
Guy, 6 years ago, I made a trip over my words and I referred to someone in the transgender community as it. Since then, I think if you listen to this show, you'd be hard-pressed to find a show that is more open and embraces the gay community than ours. So I don't know why
you're just using words. You're just using words.
That's all I have is words, sir.
Because you'll be offensive towards people who at one point in their life used a racial slur. Say, that's in them because they used it at one point in their life.
No, I haven't. I flat out said you could use the N-word and not be a racist. I said that last week.
No.
Yes, I did.
You didn't say it last week because you weren't on the air last week.
Well, I mean, I love that you listen to the show so frequently. That's awesome.
I love
but
the show. But
why
I,
are you so bent out of shape, though, queer boy?
Because the only time you use the Q part of it is to refer to as the word queer. And if you really cared, you would have looked into it and see that the Q doesn't always mean queer.
Do you realize that when people hear your voice, you're actually promoting homophobia because now they hate gay people because you represent annoying gay people? Like, not all gay people are annoying, but you're such an annoying spokesperson for the gay community.
That's your defense.
It's not a defense. It's just an observation.
Just call people names.
What?
somebody has a different opinion than you.
No, it's not a different opinion. You're an annoying prick. Whether you're gay or straight, you're an annoying prick. You get on the air of a show that is a straight ally show to the gay community.
I think you get off on the idea that you can use the word queer all the time.
Well, it's better than questioning, I suppose. But if it gets your panties out of a knot a little bit, those satin panties that you have on right now, if it unties them a little bit,
they're actually two different words. They can't be interchangeable.
But they are.
They're different.
They're interchangeable.
They mean two different things.
LGBTQ, queer or questionable.
It's not queer or questionable. It's queer and questionable.
Queer or questionable. You can't be queer and questionable. That's ridiculous.
You're
either queer or you're questionable.
No, you can be queer and you can be questionable. Queer and questionable don't mean the same thing, so they're not queer and.
Of all the agendas to have in the gay community.
John, who was the guy that had that quote online? I think you should give him his name so he can
contact him. Yeah, no, I'm very intrigued if this guy truly thinks, and I forgot what your name was, but Fred Sands, a spokesman for the Human Rights Campaign, an organization that lobbies for LGBT rights. This is an article from the USA Today, told them that questioning or queer, either interpretation is accepted. So are you saying you know better than this guy?
I don't know anything better than that. I don't know who the guy is, but I know that in syntax that the word queer and the word questionable are two different things. You can't be queer and questionable.
This guy is funny to me.
Okay, so that's fine, but you're mad at
Drew. It's not saying you're straight or gay. They're not interchangeable.
But why do we need labels? Can't we live in a world where people are just into what they're into?
Yes,
why do you try to paint
exactly
us into one or the
labels.
Other? Well, just a
no
second
labels.
Ago, you said you're either straight or gay. Why are you trying to divide us?
Because you're the one that always puts labels on people.
Me? I'm not putting a label on anybody. Queer, questioning, whatever, dude. We're talking about gay rights. We're talking about it.
Queer and questioning are two different terms. They mean two different things.
This guy's got
like
a mental illness.
A black man and a white man. You can't say you're the same.
Why do you
thing
have to separate people into black and white now? Why do you have to turn this into a race issue?
Same water fountains!
I don't believe in separate but equal like you do. I believe in all of us
you
being an inclusive people.
You refer to people by their race and by their gender and by their sexual preference all the time.
Is that wrong to refer to people by their gender? Is that not allowed?
Because that means you're separating them. Why can't they just be a person?
Sir, we're on the radio. We have to, you know, talk and describe people sometimes.
No, I get it. I'm not upset with you, but the only time you
I'm not upset
queer.
With you. Man. You,
that's the only time you use it.
Well, I didn't know it meant questioning until you're telling me now. So now what?
Then don't say that you are...
What?
Genuine toward their plight if you don't even know what
I never
means.
Said I was genuine towards anyone's plight.
So you can, if you don't know that the Q can mean queer or questioning, then you can't support gay rights? Is that what you're saying?
That's what he's saying.
I'm saying that he says that he's all about it, but he's not because he doesn't know that the Q stands for questioning, not queer. He only wants to use the queer word because he thinks it's funny. And it is funny. That's the only part of it.
You know what you are? You're a silly little bitch is what you are. You are just a
maybe silly, but I'm not little.
You are a silly little bit. Are you a big old bear? You sound like you're a little
man.
No.
Ooh, let's wrestle.
I'm hairy, but I'm not a bear.
All right.
Would that be a wolf?
I don't know.
Is it an otter?
No, otters don't have hair.
No, the O doesn't stand for otter. It also stands for ocelot. And I don't know if you know this, they're not interchangeable.
When was the last time you got laid?
It's been a while.
Yeah, it needs to happen.
I'm just saying, don't say the word queer and question are interchangeable when they mean two different things. They're not interchangeable.
Now that I know that it annoys you, young lady, what I'm going to do is every single show, I am going to say LGBTQ, and I'm going to say the Q stands for either questioning or queer. I'm going to say that they're interchangeable every single day.
Listen, that's all I ask.
Oh, we got a cut of the day. 727-579-1025. Now let's let everybody on hold unload on this guy. Mary, what's up? How are you?
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Yeah, that whole, like, argument over, queer questioning, like, give me a freaking break.
Right? Like, we're here, we're trying to make a difference in this crazy world of ours and show that, you know, it doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, LGBTQ, queer, questioning, whatever, we support people being happy.
Exactly. And the fact that you're supporting that community is all that matters. And it obviously showed that he hasn't got laid in a while because he's picking a fight with you over something that you have no control over, that you didn't even start with it in the beginning.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Damn sad indeed. 727-579-1025.
He should have been more upset about the visibly queer question that Drew was asking.
I know.
That
was way more offensive, and I was indefensible there. He's like, well, why do you think it's queer to do this? And I wouldn't.
But we should have asked him who won between all of us that were going to, you know, pose.
That's true.
Yeah.
And
I did.
Aren't we all questioning our sexuality?
Every single
Doesn't
day,
Doesn't he
John?
Know what you guys do? The Peg Bros. Yeah. You guys are in the community pretty much.
Seriously. The queue is for Peg Bros.
Yeah, you guys are leading the parade.
Gary, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hi, I wanted to sound the dumb dick alarm on that guy because he wasn't understanding that the Q is the interchangeable piece, not necessarily the terms, just to clear that up.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate you clearing that up.
All right.
727-579-1025. What's up, Andy?
Hey, what's going on? Well, first I'd like to apologize on all of the other Andrews who call into the show. The first Andrew had head up, you know where. But I'd like to tag on to the acronym because I think maybe I could be some voice of reason here.
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, it's LGBTTQQIAAPDEEZ. Nut boot.
I got you.
No.
No.
That doesn't count.
What do you mean?
You can just say letters.
Drew wasn't even paying attention. He just took you on a wild ride for a D's nuts.
Just found out Jim Phillips is retiring in January.
Oh,
yeah. Breaking news.
I'll syndicate this show on Real Radio.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, Drew makes his return. You wouldn't put him on when the sun was out before, and he's back.
Oh, geez.
Welcome to all my queer and questioning brethren. Joe, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
How's it going?
We're here. We're questioning. Get used to it. It doesn't have the same ring. I just stole that off Jeff's Twitter. Thank you, Jeff. Go ahead, sir.
I was just thinking John should send his dong to that guy, so maybe he can get laid once in a while.
Not a bad idea. Small price to pay.
I'll even stay there while he uses it.
727-579-1025. What's up, Brent?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Jay Arnold just said that guy's Q stood for quarrelsome. very quarrelsome young man.
Hey, man, what's up, man? My daughter and I were just doing some chores around the house over here in the conversation. We're pretty open around here. And
that's good.
She actually had a couple of questions on some exams. She's 14 years old.
Oh, all right.
Under the acronyms of each letter, you know, you choose which one you are.
Sure.
You have a question about it. But under the Q portion, it was questionable or queer, slash in the middle.
But they can't be both. They're not interchangeable. They're not interchangeable. You can't have them meaning two different things if the words aren't interchangeable. Queer doesn't mean questioning. Questioning doesn't mean queer. And who said questionable? The Q is either a Q or a Q. It can't be a Q. And why does it have that cute little curly little tail on the end of the pig?
Silly little slithery.
And you ever try to make a capital Q in cursive? It looks like a two. It's just ridiculous.
It looks like a racetrack.
Jed on Twitter said, well, this sucks. Was just going to hit up the DQ, but now I'm questioning if I can tolerate lactose. And Corey said, this caller thinks you have to throw a perfect game in order to support baseball.
All right, now wait a minute. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What's up, Gabriella?
Hi.
Hi.
So, I'm actually queer, and I was.
Are you sure you're not just questioning?
I'm sure.
Because the two mean the same thing to me.
I think that you can be queer and questioning, but I think that if you're queer, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're questioning, if that makes any sense.
Right. You can be queer and questioning, but just because you're queer doesn't mean you're questioning. And just because you're questioning
exactly.
doesn't mean you're queer.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this. I'm sorry to get all up in your business, but have you ever, have you been with a man?
I've dated guys. I've never had sex with guys, but yeah, I've dated guys.
And you just did not enjoy the experience?
No.
You're probably queer. Not questioning, but queer.
Right.
How much did you, since you didn't have sex, how much did you try to enjoy guys?
Yeah, did you third base enjoy a guy?
No, I dated guys, I've kissed guys, but.
You ever seen a wiener before?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
I mean in person, not a TV wiener, but an in-person wiener. Have you seen one?
Yes.
They're gross, aren't they?
They're kind of funny looking, right?
They're really gross. They're really
I'm always intrigued by this. Do you and your lady friends do use an apparatus while lovemaking?
I have friends, lesbian friends that do. I personally don't.
Right.
I have lesbian friends that do.
I'm sorry that John dragged the conversation down in the sexual.
Of course.
Well, no, I'm just intrigued with a woman who's disgusted by a penis but would use a fake penis.
Well, she does not.
Well, I know. She's obviously
queer. Not questioning. Yeah. Questioning women. They use artificial wieners.
The gold star.
Yeah, gold star lesbian. Me, never been with a boy before. So do you consider yourself a gold star since you've never gone all the way with the boy?
What was that?
Nothing. Thank you very much. It's been lovely speaking with you. You guys know the song from the 80s, Johnny, Are You Queer?
Is it by the Pet Shop Boys?
It's actually by Josie Cotton.
Johnny, what's the deal, boy? Is your love a real boy? When the lights are low, you never hold me close.
It's a great song. Time.
I think John should do like those pampered chef parties, but he should do dong parties for gold star lesbians. And yeah. He should bring the mold of his dong over to their house and try to convince them why they should give that a try.
Yeah, I will tell you, it's not the biggest, but just like visually, it's nice. I think it would be a good starter package for a lesbian.
Are you queer, Johnny?
Is this a real song?
No, I faked it.
No, but I mean, like, is it a parody song?
No, parody's nuts.
This is how Drew supports the community.
So, the guy she likes is hanging around with boys. Yeah, and she thinks he's queer.
Yeah, because he's not showing any sexual interest in her.
That's offensive.
Is he shy?
I don't know. They never answered. There's no follow-up. Like, Johnny, are you queer? Oh, I found out you're not queer. You're just questioning. Gunny, what's up?
What?
Gunny.
Hey, brother, just calling a reference to the gentleman who was confused with the Q.
Yeah.
If the Q's interchangeable, I think he should change it to Quaalude because he definitely needs one.
Oh, hey, damn! Oh, little burn, oh, sick burn, sick burn! Lewd. Michael, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garoppolo Live.
Hey, everybody. Love the show.
Thank you, dude.
Honestly, I feel like I lost some brain cells listening to that guy.
Me too.
I'm bisexual, and I've only ever heard it being referenced as queer. I mean, I've heard maybe one or two people say that it could be questioning, but, like, why he has to get so bent out of shape, I have no idea.
Boy. Did you just say that you're bisexual?
Yes, I did.
There is no bisexual. You either SD or you do not SD. What do? Wake up in the morning and flip a coin. Heads, I want hair pie. Tails, balls across the nose. Oh! Bisexual. Where's your retort, fruitcake?
I guess I don't have one.
That's right. You don't. Oh! Take it easy, though. Thanks for the call.
Oh, no, I
want... Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, what do you want? Yeah.
The last person you hooked up with, was it a man or a woman?
Yeah. What was the last thing you hooked up? Was it one of them trans testicles? Oh,
I don't know if I'd call them trans testicle, but
you said you're engaged to a woman.
Mm. Yes.
Oh,
does she know of your fondness, your penchant for penis, if you will? That would come as quite the surprise when you come home. Hey, honey, is that semen on your collar? Oh,
do you ever?
Oh my!
Do you ever dabble in the stuff that me and Drew are into?
Hey,
with your wife?
How do you mean?
We're not in it. We're not
pegging.
Once or twice I have.
Yeah,
I call my lady Mrs. Bundy because she likes to peg. Okay, I'm out working at the shoe store. I gotta go.
I mean, it actually works out quite well because she's bigger than me. So
she's bigger than you.
Yeah.
She manhandle you?
Oh, physicality. Oh,
yeah. So can you still be bisexual even if you're just married to a woman and maybe those days are behind you?
Yeah, there ain't no bisexual. Don't make me go down the litany again. But
no, I don't think that your marital status really defines your sexual orientation.
Oh, I don't know. Most people who are married would identify as straight. They have fruitcake.
Well, I mean, you can still be married to a man,
Oh, yeah.
Just because you're married doesn't necessarily mean that you're straight.
I guess you're right.
Does your fiance have any interest in, bringing another man to the bedroom for you?
No. She's a very unsharing kind of woman.
Selfish. How did you settle on a woman? How did you say, I want to be with a woman for the rest of my life and not a dude?
Well, I mean, the heart wants what it wants.
We ain't talking about the heart there, Fruitcake. Oh!
Well, I guess the schlong kind of decided for itself.
The schlong does have a tendency to do that. It has a mind of its own. All right, thank you, man. Appreciate the call, and happiness and success to the two of you.
Thank you. Take care.
By the way, they were trying to get Dice Clay on our show last week.
Shut up. I would have come back in off vacation for that.
What?
To talk to Dice?
Well, hold on.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Working on getting it set up when we're actually here.
All right.
They said this week, but I haven't heard back, so I'm on it, though. I know. It's going to happen, I think. I don't know.
You probably do a better Dice than Dice these days.
Hey, Drew, listen. It's a pleasure to speak with you today. What an honor. Oh, this ain't Mike Calta. Oh. What's up, Zach?
Hey, I've got a queer to ask you guys.
Go ahead, sir.
Are there any questions that work in your studio?
I don't know. Let me ask them. 727-579-1025. What's up, Matt?
Greetings from the desert, bro.
Hey, man.
Out here in California in San Diego, the Q stands for Qualcomm, where the LA Chargers used to play.
Oh, LGBT Qualcomm.
Qualcomm. Hey, don't forget, Johnny. Josie Cotton was the prom act in Valley Girl.
I did forget that, but thank you for reminding me. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Drew.
Hi.
Can you clarify for me what the definition of queer and questionable is? I looked it up, and it just says odd, icky, or scary.
Sounds right to me. All the above.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.